I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. First up, just over a month after the electric Coachmen Arvex motorhome prototype debuted, GM has decided to cease producing the chassis it was to be built on, the Chevy BrightDrop. BrightDrop electric vans were primarily aimed at the last mile delivery market and were produced in Ingersoll, Ontario. Forest River's Coachmen nameplate planned to use the chassis for the Arvex motorhome, and the chassis was already being used for Detroit-based boutique RV maker Grounded's EV camper vans. GM cited slower than expected demand in the commercial EV market, saying that the company will, quote, reevaluate the plant for future opportunities. This is not a decision we made lightly. The commercial electric van market has been developing much slower than expected, and changes to regulations and fleet incentives have made the business even more challenging. BrightDrop launched with high hopes to compete with Ford's E-Transit and Rivian's Amazon delivery vans. It sold about 7,500 units to date, far behind Ford's 27,000 and Rivian's 30,000. A Forest River representative told me that Arvex isn't dead yet, saying, quote, although the development of the chassis for Arvex was discontinued, Coachmen is actively exploring other chassis manufacturing options to continue moving the Arvex concept forward. The Arvex created great momentum and excitement across the industry, and we remain highly focused on identifying the best path to bring it to the open road. Sam Shapiro, founder and CEO of Grounded, said in a statement on the company's website that Grounded is platform agnostic, meaning the company can, quote, turn a variety of different OEM vehicles into smart module mobile spaces for different use cases. Our current lineup of products includes offerings on the GM BrightDrop, the Ford E-Transit, and the Harbinger battery electric vehicle and gasoline hybrid chassis. We are also having active conversations with additional OEMs about building on more platforms in the near future. Now that's motorhomes. In EV towing news, Ford has halted production of the Ford Lightning pickup truck. A fire at the Novelis aluminum plant in New York back in September has left Ford short on aluminum, and the disruption could cost Ford up to $1 billion in lost earnings. Dealers currently have about a two-month supply of Lightnings on lots, but prices may rise as inventory runs low. The affected factory supplies around 40% of the aluminum sheet used by U.S. automakers, raising concerns about broader supply issues. Ford says it's working with other suppliers and prioritizing gas-powered F-Series trucks for the aluminum it still receives. Unlike other truck makers, Ford truck bodies are made primarily from aluminum instead of steel. Early reports said Ford was ending production of the Lightning altogether, citing its failure to meet targets, but Ford said production will resume at some point, but has no official plans for when that will be, and they'll be reassigning employees to boost production of internal combustion-powered F-150s and Super Duty trucks. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by Wholesale Warranties. It's no secret that the cost of RV repairs has gone up, and on January 1st, RV warranty rates will go up too. Ever had to spend $3,500 on getting an air conditioner replaced? Just one breakdown can ruin your travel budget. And that's why thousands of RVers trust Wholesale Warranties. Their RV extended warranties cover those costly repairs, let you work with any licensed mechanic or mobile tech, and come with a consumer advocacy team that makes claims simple. Every January 1st, all RVs' pricing and eligibility for protection will change, so lock in your coverage at this year's rates and your coverage for next year's rising repair cost. You can get a free personalized RV warranty quote today from Wholesale Warranties and hit the road with peace of mind in the new year. Visit wholesalewarranties.com or give them a call at 800-393-2806. According to Atlanta-based WXIA 11, a new state audit says Georgia's state park system isn't bringing in enough money, and the state should raise prices for campsites, cabins, and other amenities to reduce its reliance on taxpayer funding. Currently, user fees cover only about half of park expenses, with the rest coming from state funds. The audit also recommends higher campground and golf course fees, plus raising the daily park entrance fee from $5 to $10 in January. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources declined to comment on the story, but auditors said park officials agreed with most of the recommendations. Currently, camping fees at Georgia state parks run between $23 and $50, depending on amenities. Turning to the health of the dragging RV industry, in August 2025, 29,241 new RVs were registered, a 4% decline from August of 2024. August is the most current month available. Despite the dip, the trend line shows overall stabilization throughout 2025, with several months of positive growth earlier in the year indicating gradual market recovery, according to Trader Interactive, the parent company of RV resale website RV Trader, and their statistical surveys arm. They're now putting out this new joint report every month that I'll be using that shares data from both organizations. This new monthly report also gives us a look at the used market. In August 2025, 75,253 used RVs were registered, a 1% increase over August of 2024. Although registration levels have fluctuated over the past year, the report says that the recent month's numbers indicate stabilization across the used RV market as well. In September 2025, views of vehicle pages on RV Trader increased 11% year over year, while used RV page views increased 25% year over year. RV maker Winnebago stock jumped more than 25% last week after the company beat expectations in its fourth quarter earnings report. The company posted $777 million in sales, up 7.8% year over year, and earnings of 71 cents per share, far above Wall Street's 51 cent estimate. The strong results break a streak of disappointing quarters for Winnebago, which had missed earnings targets in four of its last six reports. CEO Michael Happy credited improved cost control, noting that while tariffs remain a challenge, the company has become better at managing them. Despite the surge, Winnebago shares remain about 39% below their 52-week high, and analysts caution that thin margins and ongoing supply chain pressures could limit growth. Winnebago, which also owns Newmar and Grand Design, expects that 2026 will not present a noticeable improvement in retail sales sold across the industry, according to a transcript of the quarterly earnings investor conference call. General Motors says it will remove Apple CarPlay and Android Auto from all future vehicles, expanding a policy that originally applied only to its electric models. The move means upcoming gas-powered GM vehicles, including their trucks, will rely exclusively on the company's own infotainment system. CEO Mary Barra told The Verge that customers found the phone projection systems clunky and distracting, but critics say the real motivation is control and monetization. Without CarPlay or Android Auto, GM can charge subscription fees for navigation, streaming, and data services that were once free through users' phones. I think all this is doing is bringing phone mounts back to dashboards, personally. GM says current vehicles will continue to support CarPlay and Android Auto for the foreseeable future. Rival automaker Ford, meanwhile, has said it will keep offering both systems, arguing that drivers should have the freedom to connect their devices however they want. And finally, an RV-focused indie video game is taking computer gaming platform Steam by storm. RV There Yet is a debut title from Nuggets Entertainment. It sold more than 1.3 million copies in its first week. The four-player co-op game puts players behind the wheel of an RV navigating a treacherous route where teamwork, winches, and creative problem-solving are essential to get past impossible terrain and maybe a few snakes. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. If you like what we do, hit the like button. If you want more like this, subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.